So the Heart Sutra continues. No wisdom and no gain. No gain, and thus the Bodhisattva lives Prajna Paramita with no hindrance in mind. No hindrance, therefore no fear. As I said yesterday in quoting Dogen Zenji, it's Prajna Paramita is exactly who and what we are. So all of the Heart Sutra is just laying out these very aspects of Prajna. What is Prajna? Better not to try to say anything, because already that'll go off. But I don't need to say anything, because it's really what we are doing when we're doing Zazen. We're doing being the Prajna that we are. But we don't have to say being Prajna. We simply be just this, just being. As soon as we add on to being in order to get this, get that, get better, get less, get more, we miss this Prajna that we always are, because we break it up into our likes and dislikes. That's why, in a way, we start in the four practice principles to point out what we're most familiar with, caught in dreams and holding to thoughts and feelings, sensations, because we're most familiar with that. Unfortunately, we take that for who and what we are. Take that for who and what we are, so that even when we're sitting upright, all we're doing is just sitting, and we add on, what am I going to get for this? Is this better? Is this worse? Did I feel this way or that way? What's the result of it? And that's where the Heart Sutra starts us in clarifying the emptiness of all the five conditions. But if we take emptiness as something other than the conditions, then again, it's, I'm going to sit till I feel, sense, am emptiness, or am better, am different, am all sorts of things that we think we lack based on who we think, what we think our life is. And our life means so-called mind and so-called everyone else. So the Heart Sutra goes over and over the different ways that might be skillful to talk of, but which in a true sense can become traps. Traps of even the word emptiness, Dogen clarifies, form is just form, emptiness just emptiness, nothing else, because form is Prajna. Of course, emptiness is Prajna. Prajna is the very nature. And if we translate Prajna into wisdom, then we can go off in the other direction. Wisdom, what isn't wisdom? What is wisdom? This is where he says the 100 grasses and all phenomena. That's exactly this. all phenomena, all conditions, all senses are nothing but the functioning of this prajna, that we are this wisdom of the Buddha's teaching. Not only is it the wisdom, but from the very beginning, suffering, cause of suffering, extinguishing and path. These are all, Dogen says, forms, if you say it that way, of prajna. These are all exactly prajna, the four prajna. So even saying depending on prajna is adding on to what's never needed. We never need it. And the only place that it's needed is where we believe something. Believe something is lacking, or believe something is hindering us, which is why in the Heart Sutra we clarify. And I think this is a very important phrase to remember. No hindrance, therefore no fear. By the way, if we notice fear, right there we notice delusive thoughts. No problem with them. They're nothing but this prajna, but they're not at all who we are. And if we buy into them, then all of a sudden it's the cause of suffering, despite the fact that it's nothing but prajna. It results in hindrances. That's why when we start with the four practice principles, we talk of caught and holding. Not because they're important to look for, but unfortunately, they're what we consider as an always truth without even articulating it. Consider always so and live out of without even noticing it. Without even noticing what we're doing with it, we build on it. And just being, just sitting, being just this, nothing to get, and yet we discover holding to this and holding to that and believing this and believing that about yesterday or tomorrow. Whether viscerally, even physically, oh, this hurts so much, I can't sit like this anymore. And yet our practice is to, as best we can, within the limitations and reality of our body, be present, be upright, be still, within the limitations of our body. Most of us aren't 20 years old anymore, or 30, and can't sit in ways that once upon a time we thought was the ideal perfect way to sit. So we have to sit in the perfect ideal way of how this body, mind, world that I am is now, and make the effort to be just this. Being just this is being the functioning of prajna of the universe right now. Not some magical prajna, but the prajna of as it is, this very life. It's, in a way you could say, wondrous and supernatural in being just this moment. Being just this moment, which isn't special, and yet is special because much of the time we fail to see it, much less live it, because of this or that we act as if it hinders us from being, as if it calls for us to react to, rather than be the broad sky in which its clouds appear and disappear. But instead it calls on us because it's a hindrance. It's a hindrance for what I want, what I think should be, what I think shouldn't be, based on the wisdom of my seeing and knowing, which we assume. Even the arising, you could say, greed and anger, the arising caught and holding, are just the functioning of prajna, unless we are troubled by them, unless we allow them to limit our ability to hinder us in responding right now, whether it's responding upright sitting, responding in various other ways according to circumstances, responding out of the natural wisdom that we are, despite our, you might say, wise or stupid thoughts and feelings that we believe. I don't say wise, I don't say stupid, but we sometimes do, whether we say it about our own or others, and we believe it when we say it. Dogen, the Heart Sutra, all our teachers are all encouraging us to see and be the prajna that we are, which, if I say it this way, we get to taste in just sitting, just this moment. We get to taste, not because we are someone special, different, but because it is inherently who we are, who Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is. That's you. That's your name. You might deny it. You might forget it. You might say, no, it's not so. So, if I say it in a provisional way, Zazen allows us to taste who we are. It allows us and encourages us to taste what this life is. To taste it even in the midst of so-called hindrances. Because in the midst of the hindrances is the opportunity, no hindrance. In the midst of the hindrance is the opportunity to see through the fear that might arise if we allow this just being, this being just this, to reveal from the inside out what and who we are, being just this moment. No hindrance, therefore no fear. No fear. Far beyond deluded thoughts, feeling. Notice it's not far beyond thoughts, it's far beyond the deluded, the delusive. Far beyond deluded thought. Far beyond thoughts that we delude ourselves with. Not thoughts that are a problem. Because thoughts are just another functioning of being human. Another functioning, if we say, the supernatural functioning of being the bodhisattva that you are. See, our task is to be the bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, which is the bodhisattva who hears and responds in myriad ways, with myriad arms, myriad forms, myriad senses, responds to right now the universe, responds in most ordinary way, which is wondrous, in the most ordinary way, which is what's called for in order for us to function and manifest, if I say it that way, the prajna that we are. And we remind ourselves of this in reciting the Heart Sutra, remind ourselves of this in reciting the practice principles, in reciting other texts. It's just a matter of reminding ourselves, or, if I say it another way, encouraging us to notice where we are believing and acting out hindrances. I'm hindered because I don't like feeling like this. Oh, he said, she said, I'm not, I am, they are. All the other what seems natural thoughts that pop up like mushrooms after a rain. Many of you know that my son studied, among other things, mycology. And what's interesting is, of course, if you go into forests or even sometimes in lawns, after rain and moisture, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it seemingly, mushrooms pop up. In the same sense, fears pop up, delusive thoughts of likes and dislike, mine and not mine, feelings, and all the other aspects of being human, reactions pop up. We don't have to know where they pop up from. We don't have to go investigate in order to fix them. It's when they pop up, it's to see what we're doing with them. Otherwise, mind is unhindered. Body and life is unhindered by them popping up. If we pay them heed, then they become hindrances. And a good way to sense hindrance is to sense fear, to sense fear reactions that we're believing, or delusive thoughts, if we use fancy words. Because from the beginning, they can't hinder unless we give them the power to. If we give them the solidity to be something that needs attending to. That's what the Heart Sutra is attempting to assist us with, if I say it that way. Allow us to see that practicing this prajna is being this prajna in all the myriad ways that our life manifests. Being the prajna not because we be something extra, just like in sitting. You don't have to do anything extra in sitting. Sometimes we need to assist ourselves by various forms of sitting in order to just be. Because it's too hard, based on our habits of mind and habits of reaction, habits of fears and habits of believing thoughts and feelings. It's too hard without some sort of focus, whether it's breath or something else. Those are merely forms to enable us to come to the just sitting, sometimes called shikantaza, just being, which is not even just being, it's being, being just this moment. Can never be other than this moment, but still we can fool ourselves into believing that we are, and when we fool ourselves believing that we are, then we can add on what past, future, what if thoughts, fears, stories, plans, and those are all wonderful forms of the prajna, that if we see them for what they are, then they open up our life universe. They open up this bodhisattva life that we are, whether you call it wisdom or call it something else. This is, as I said, the single piece of prajna that permeates all of our life, that permeates past, present, future, all directions, all realms. And it's easy enough, no matter what arises, for us to respond. As mentioned yesterday, in comparing us to a wind bell that's open in all directions, so we can respond no matter which direction it comes from. There, 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 past, future. We're not in charge of what shows up, but we are in charge of noticing caught when that hinders us, when holding, that's our opportunity. So, not much more needs to be said about the Heart Sutra. Of course, there's much more to be said about the Heart Sutra, but all of that is just forms of gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, being this prajna, Heart Sutra that we are from the beginning, just sit, just walk, just stand. All of those are prajna manifesting as our life, as we are, as the universe is, as this bodhisattva that we are is. So, thank you.